wordplay is something that is a big part and is a big part of Gilbert and Sullivan works, and the Pittsburgh Savoyards, or Savoyards, are going to be presenting HMS Pinafore coming up, opening October 13th, running through the 15th, and then again October 19th through the 22nd at Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall. And we have members of the cast, as well as the stage director, with us this morning, and we're going to talk with everybody. Before we do, let's have you meet all of them. We'll start with you, Shane. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It's great. Tell me a little. It's Shane Valenzi. And tell me a bit about yourself.
Me? I'm not important. I'm the director for this, the Pittsburgh Savoyards 2017 production of HMS Pinafore. This is my third show with the company. I'm also the artistic director of the Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Company, which is based in Chicago. So I fly back and forth from there. I've been doing that since about 2013. And I'm also a lawyer. I'm a litigator at Farnith Tomasovich in downtown Pittsburgh. My wife and I are having a baby in January.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. That's probably about all the interesting things you want to know about me.
Will that child be your first?
It will.
Excellent. We program them to get you up early Saturday.
Yeah, I thought, we have a furry child that gets us up early, so he's been training us well.
We were talking off the air briefly, and I said, let's talk about this on the air. The Savoyards get their name from the Savoy Theater, correct?
Correct. The Savoy Theater in London is where the majority of the Gilbert and Sullivan operettas originally premiered. HMS Pinafore was not one of them. It was one of their earlier works, it is the theater that is primarily associated with the Gilbert and Sullivan, the Doyley Cart Opera Company that premiered all the Gilbert and Sullivan works and toured them and revived them, was based at the Savoy Company in London. The only other interesting thing I have to say about the Savoy is that the Savoy Hotel was the first place in London to create what we today would know as a modern restaurant.
Hmm. Interesting. And you know, do you know the song "Stomping at the Savoy"? It's a very
Don't.
That's a standard, a jazz standard. You've heard it, I think. I'm not sure. I always thought it was a New York ballroom or jazz club.
It very well may be that as well.
Song, but we can find out. I mean, what's not to like about a song with Savoy?
Exactly.
In the title, right?
Exactly.
And we were talking about the pronunciation, it either is correct, I guess, depending on what country you're in, whether it's Savoyards or Savoyards.
Sure. I think I say Savoyards, but I don't think I would ever dream of correcting anybody who pronounced it with an emphasis on a different syllable.
Well, it's nice to have you here. And let's see, we have Sarah next. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Tell me a bit about yourself.
Sure.
It's Sarah Nadler.
Yes. I'm from the South Hills of Pittsburgh. And I've, you know, I left for college. I studied vocal performance at Baldwin Wallace University. And back in May, I just finished my master's degree at Carnegie Mellon in voice also. And so I'm in Pittsburgh, and I actually started out performing with the Savoyards back when I was in middle school. Pinafore was my first show outside of, you know, elementary school and middle school. And I was in the chorus, and this is actually going to be my third time being in Pinafore, but you know, now as a named role. So it's pretty exciting.
And what role is yours?
I'm going to be playing Josephine, double cast with Karen, who's here also.
Now, we'll talk about the story in a minute. Mm-hmm. To get folks familiar with it. It's nice to meet you, and it's nice that you're still here in Pittsburgh, too, isn't it? As an actor. And I imagine, are you singing in other productions as well? Any musical theater in addition?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I've done a fair amount of musical theater. Not so much lately. Lately, it's mostly been you know, performing in operas through school. And then I also sing every week and during holidays at Calvary Episcopal Church as their soloist and section leader there. So
that's
yeah,
great.
We have an upcoming Mozart Requiem in November that I'm going to be featured in.
Where is the church?
It's in Shadyside.
Okay, I know the one now.
Yeah, I know there's a bunch of churches right there, but it's on Walnut and Shady.
Excellent. Well, mm-hmm. It's nice to meet you. Now we have Scott here. And Scott, tell me a bit about yourself.
So I'm Scott, and I just started college out at University of Pittsburgh at Greensburg. I'm studying information technology, and this is my first production with Savoy Arts, but I've been in musical theater before, such as with Pittsburgh Musical Theater, with the JCC, stuff at my high school. So I've been in quite a few musicals before this.
That's great. How's Pitt been so far?
It's good. I'm enjoying it.
UPJ is a nice campus. Are you living at home or are you living on campus?
I'm living at home. I commute.
Yeah.
It's only about like a half an hour drive.
Yeah, it's not too bad at all. And I've been on that campus quite a few times. Were you in your high school musical?
All 4 years.
Yeah. And what was your senior year?
So senior year, we did Cinderella, the Rodgers and Hammerstein version, and I was Sebastian.
And what were the other 3 years?
The other 3 years, I was featured dancer all 3 years. First year, we did Hello, Dolly. Second year, we did West Side Story, where I was Baby John. And third year, we did On the Town, and I was Bill Poster.
Nice, nice. Well, it's great that you're able to continue doing this as part of your life as you're in school. That's one of the nice things about companies that give you a chance to keep plying your craft and doing both. What attracted you to information science?
I've always just loved technology, and I'm good at programming, as I found out through robotics classes at high school. So I thought I had a knack for it, might as well.
Yeah, it's interesting with Shane mentioning working as a litigator, both coding and being an attorney, I think involve a love of language and logic. And I think there's a lot to be said in how those are used within works of Gilbert and Sullivan. Would you agree, Shane?
Oh, sure. You know, I just directed a production of Iolanthe last year, and Iolanthe is a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta that features a lot of lawyer jokes. The principal patter baritone is the Lord Chancellor in England. He's a lawyer. Most of his songs are about the law. And when I was in the show in college, I played the Lord Chancellor, and it was fine, and I had a great time. But now, after going to law school and coming out on the other end, you appreciate it, a whole sort of there's a whole richness about it that and the humor and the jokes and the way it all kind of fits together that you that gives you an extra layer of appreciation.
Here's a message from Brian, the Savoy Ballroom. Thank you, Brian. You got this to me before I could check it out. Was a large ballroom for music and public dancing at 596 Lenox Avenue between 140 and 141st Streets in the Harlem neighborhood of Manhattan in New York. Lenox Avenue was the main thoroughfare through Upper Harlem. I thought we were in New York at a ballroom, but that's where Stomp the Savoy.
And that's and I'm sure that was named after the Savoy Theater in London.
It could have been because that would have gone back a long, long way. Right?
I would virtually guarantee it.
So interesting, Brian. Thank you for sending that along. And now it's time to meet Karen. Karen, hello. I'll let you just swing that microphone over. That's okay. Better. Karen with a C-A-R-Y-N.
Yes.
And it says here you went to West Virginia University. What did you study?
Yeah, so I'm actually finishing my doctorate in voice performance. I hope to be done in May.
Now, I don't think about a doctorate in voice performance. What is your particular, is it a research area?
It's a performance degree. And basically, it will allow me to become a tenure track professor at a university.
That makes sense. That's terrific. What attracted you to teaching?
I really enjoy getting to kind of teach younger singers, younger like college-aged singers, the ins and outs of the craft, not just technically how to sing, but also how to go about being a businessman or woman and marketing themselves and what it's like to actually perform.
That's terrific. Now, what role? You're double cast.
I'm Josephine Masser, yeah.
Another role as Josephine. And have you been in Gilbert and Sullivan plays before?
This is my first one. Well, I did Trial by Jury last year with the Savoyards, which was a one act. But this is my first kind of full length Gilbert and Sullivan. So I'm excited. It's been fun.
Oh, that is exciting. And, you know, let me double back. I meant to ask Scott what his role is, and I forgot to. Scott, what do you play?
I'm part of the male ensemble, the Sailors.
Excellent. Yeah. Now let's turn to Evan, who's here. We'll learn what his role is and about him. What do you play, Evan, or who do you play?
I am also in the male ensemble with Scott.
Excellent. And tell me about yourself.
I started doing musical theater when I was around, I would say, 10. Ever since then, I've been moving around between both community and school productions of more, I would guess, say, traditional musical theater. This is the first time I'm doing Gilbert and Sullivan, and it's something I'm not really used to, but I've had a lot of fun, like, learning the ins and outs of it.
Excellent. And by the way, it's Evan Vey. And you're at Hampton High School?
Yes.
What else do you like to do besides getting involved in musicals?
Usually I'm just focused on my schoolwork because, like, usually, at least with my life right now, it's usually I'm either in school or in theater because I'm doing both this and my high school play, and auditions for High School Musical are coming up next week, so I've just been kind of booked with that recently.
What grade are you in now?
I am in my sophomore year.
Okay. And your high school began in ninth grade at Hampton?
Yes.
Yeah. Hampton's neat because all the schools are kind of on the same tract of land. What's the musical this year?
Oh, we actually don't know until after we audition.
Oh, interesting. So they choose. Wow. That's very cool. Mm-hmm. To be able to do that. I would have thought you'd have to get the rights well in advance, but that's kind of neat. You pick the musical based on the students you have.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. By the way, we're talking about the Pittsburgh Savoyards and their upcoming production of HMS Pinafore, and Lynette Garland is here too. Let's meet her, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're the producer for the show.
Yeah, I'm the show producer. I'm on the board of directors. I'm the orchestra manager, and I actually play in the orchestra as well.
This is the 80th season, and how many members are in the cast of this production?
I think there's about 40.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
That's quite a few. And do you want to talk about your season, and then we'll drill back and focus on the play that's coming up?
Sure. Well, we're doing HMS Pinafore is the beginning of our 80th season. And then coming up in March, we're doing the Grand Duke, which actually is a Gilbert and Sullivan, but it's only been done once in Pittsburgh in 1977. So we're really excited about bringing that to Pittsburgh.
Terrific. We maybe have talked about this before, but who started the Pittsburgh Savoyards and why? Somebody must have really loved Gilbert and Sullivan.
Well, I think it started in 1938, and a group of people who, I can't remember the name of the person.
I can speak to this,
okay,
actually.
Good. Thanks.
I actually just gave a talk at Osher on Thursday about this exact thing. Gilbert and Sullivan is singularly responsible for the rise of community theaters in North America, both in the United States and Canada. It's a uniquely North American thing. And the reason is these Gilbert and Sullivans were very popular in the late 1800s. They were brought over, toured, and then promptly pirated because at the time you could not secure American copyright if you were a foreign born. If you were foreign, you had to be an American citizen to get an American copyright. And so HMS Pinafore and then Pirates of Penzance and then Patience and then Iolanthe and then Princess Ida and then the Mikado were all promptly stolen, pirated, and unlicensed productions launched all across the country. To combat this, they tried to secure the American copyright rights with their own American agent, and they put out music books with the scores in them and things like that to try to curb the piracy that was going on. As a result, you had all these people who loved Gilbert and Sullivan in cities all around the country who say, hey, we can do this. We have the music. The sets are easy. We can just – it's a unit set. If there is a set change, it happens at intermission. There's a bunch of parts. There's big choruses. As far as operas are concerned, it's not that difficult to sing compared to some other operas or light operas. And once we find the 8 or 10 people to play the principal roles, they can pretty much play the principal roles in all the shows because they were all written for the same cast of actors. And so all over the country, Gilbert and Sullivan troupes popped up. So you know, the Pittsburgh Savoyards are the oldest professional theater in Pittsburgh. The Savoy Company in Philadelphia is, I believe, the oldest theater company in Philadelphia. And you know, today there are 3 Gilbert and Sullivan companies in Philadelphia. There's at least 2 in New York. There were at one point as many as 4 in Chicago, and so all over the country, there's in most cities, in my opinion, that are worth anything, there will be at least 1 Gilbert and Sullivan company that's been around forever, and we are a worthy addition to that fraternity.
Address all letters to Shane Valenti, HMS Pinafore stage director. So let's talk about the plot in the play. It's going to be opening up soon. We'll give you all the dates, but anybody want to jump in and sort of explain, without giving away too much, what happens?
I'll start. So it starts off with one of the sailors of the HMS Pinafore, whose name is Rafe, which is weird because it's spelled Ralph, so everyone gets that confused. But he has a crush on the captain's daughter, Josephine, and it's about trying to figure out how to be seen as a proper romance when they are of 2 different classes.
Rafe, just the sort of, young sailor boy working with his hands, and yeah. The comely daughter of the captain, who is in the lap of luxury and higher class. Does hilarity ensue?
Yep, pretty much. That's probably the best word for it.
What songs are well known? Most Gilbert and Sullivan works have songs that kind of creep into popular culture. Do any come to mind?
I think one of the ones that I was into at first was We Sail the Ocean Blue, which is the opening number. It's about like the sailors, how they're happy to be working on this ship and just happy to enjoy life.
So that's a troupe of guys, I'm guessing.
Yep.
That any girls on the crew?
Not on the crew, but it comes into play when Joseph Porter, who is supposed to be marrying Josephine instead of Rafe, he comes on with all of his sisters, cousins, and aunts who are all trying to marry him instead of Josephine.
Interesting. That sounds like fun. Now, let me turn to the Josephines and ask either of you to talk about what happens when Rafe tries to win your heart.
I mean, she for me, she loves him already. So she's just kind of playing with him a little bit, I think. She can't decide between, you know, marrying her love or marrying for class and wealth, essentially.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's a whole aria about it.
Now, this is Karen thinking about that. Let's see whether Sarah feels the same way. Do you think she already loves him from the get-go?
Yeah, well, Josephine is, she's, you know, 16, 18 years old. She's really young, and from what I've learned about her, she doesn't really... These are the only men, the sailors on the ship. Those are the only ones that she really knows. And Rafe is, like, the best out of all of them. And so she just, you know, decides, this is the guy that, you know, that I want to be with. And I'm a teenager, and I'm angsty, and, sings about that a few times.
So it's basically it's her and all these men mm-hmm. on the ship. The odds are good, and the goods are odd, and the least odd is Rafe.
Yes. And, <so. laughs> and then the man that she's supposed to be marrying is old, and she doesn't like him at all. She. Yeah.
Okay, so mm-hmm. she has an arranged marriage
yes.
that she doesn't like. This sounds very interesting.
It
Does
is.
All the action take place on the ship?
Yes, all the action takes place on the ship.
That's got to be a neat set, too. Let me turn to Scott, who hasn't really had a chance to get a word in. What do you think of all of this? Are there things we're missing at all, the interplay between the characters? Or I know you're a dancer. Is there much dancing at all?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of dancing. I feel like they've covered it pretty well. And I wouldn't say he's the villain of the story, but he's the only one that really sees everything for what it is and tries to get everyone else to see that too, and people don't like him for that, is Dick Deadeye. He's the instigator in a way because he brings about the resolution of the story in what he does, which I don't want to give too much away. So, but he plays a big part in it.
And that's a character's name I've heard of before, and I didn't realize it was from HMS Pinafore. Dick Deadeye, I've heard people refer to that character. What's the captain's name?
Captain Cochran.
Captain Cochran. Well, the Pittsburgh Savoy Yards are going to be opening up season 80 with HMS Pinafore, and you just heard the voice of Scott Kerr. Seven Vey is here as well. Sarah Nadler, Karen Grozier, and also Shane Valenzi and Lynette Garland. Opening up October 13th and then running through the 15th and then the 19th through the 22nd at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall. We just have about a minute or two. Is there anything else Lynette, Shane, or any of our cast would like to mention?
I would say that you have to come twice to see both Karen and Sarah, who are both tremendous and very different in their depictions of Josephine. I would recommend maybe coming on two Saturdays or two Fridays. That'll guarantee that you get to see both of them. A couple of our Captain Corcorans are also double cast, and our Sir Josephs are double cast. Four of the shows will be played by Leon Zions, and three of the shows by a special guest who anyone who has seen a Savoyards production before will be absolutely blown away by our Sir Joseph for three performances.
But you just wonder if you do the casting right, every show is different and you have to go to every single performance.
You have to go to every one. I'm really sorry. You have to. Yeah.
Address all letters to Shane. Anybody else want to mention anything?
Just want to mention that we do have a full orchestra as well. So it's a really fun production. There's about 100 people involved in making these things happen.
Oh, it's good that live music is available. And I think the website is pittsburghsavoyards.org. It's just that simple. And the Allegheny Regional Asset District helps make performances possible for the troupe. Cast members, any parting words?
Go see the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Here's hoping it goes well for all of you, and thanks for being here this morning. The Pittsburgh Salvo Yard's 80th season with HMS Pinafore opening October 13th, running through the 22nd at the Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall.